Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's softball team, coming off a four-game sweep at the hands of a very, very good Central Washington team. And, you know, I know this is the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, but, you know, kudos to Central Washington. I had a chance to watch the second day, a little bit of the first day, and really they were as good as advertised, I thought.
Yeah, I think offensively, you know, from 1 through 9, they're a pretty difficult team to pitch to, and that's one thing that you cannot do. You can't make any mistakes to them, and I think couple that with the wind, anything that was going up in the air, it was going to go a long ways, and that was the tough part. I think, you know, because we only have two pitchers now, you know, with Lindsay and Josie, I think Lindsay she was doing a good job. I think you can certainly tell that she's worn out because of all the innings that she has logged in this year. And Josie just, you know, she was getting the ball up. She wasn't hitting her spots, and she was hanging it over the plate. So that's something you can't do. You just can't do with that team. I think between Samantha Petrich and Kelsey Hoppert, between the two of them, they've got 40 home runs now. So, you know, that's something that has been in the game forever, that you cannot make a mistake to a good hitter. And I think we just made too many pitching mistakes to their good hitters. And like I said, up and down, they're pretty good all the way through 1 through 9. And that's good to see as far as, you know, some of the younger kids that, you know, what they need to do in order to be successful at this level, that you know, it's not just, hey, I want to play softball at the collegiate level. It's, hey, I got to come in here and I've got to work my butt off, because if I don't, then we're going to face teams like this, and, you know, you're going to get swept during the weekend. So I think it's good that it opened some of the younger kids' eyes and you know, showed them what it is that we face on a week-in to week-out basis. But you know, that's the challenge. We want to be able to rise to that challenge rather than back down from it. And, you know, going into this weekend, I think, you know, some of the mistakes that our pitchers made this past weekend, we want to eliminate those mistakes, because, you know, we fought back in every game. I would say even the last game, even though the score is 13-3, we were still up. We were still fighting. We were still putting up, you know, a tough out. You know, if they were going to record an out, we wanted it to make it hard on them, and I think we did that. So overall, you know, not too displeased with the weekend. Yeah, we got swept, but, you know, it wasn't like we got our brains beat in. We were throwing punches just like they were. They just threw a couple more than we did.
I got to ask, you know, one of the things that's neat about softball, baseball, is it is such a strategic game. And one of the strategies a coach has at their disposals is what to do with pitchers, when to keep them in, when to pull them out. That's been taken away from you this year, frankly. I mean, you don't really have any strategy in terms of pitchers. I mean, you know, I think of the first game, or the first game on Sunday, again, and Lindsay, who's really, you know, had a great year for you, toughed out through, you know, thank God you've had her, you know, so to speak, but she gives up 20 hits. You're never going to let a pitcher give up 20 hits under normal circumstances in a game like that. And, of course, the conditions were obviously a hitter's game. But what do you say to a pitcher like that? I mean, you know, she's obviously struggling, as was Josie. I mean, and you have not got the option to look at your bench and say, okay, it's just not her day, let's put somebody else in. I suppose that really tests the character of a pitcher.
Yeah, the first thing that I would say, and normally it's Lisa, my pitching coach, I tell them, okay, these are the things that you're doing, these are the things that you need to do well, and these are the things that you can't do. And it's almost like a balancing act, you know. Bases loaded with their 3-4 hitter up, okay, one is better than two. One, you know, as far as if she walks, okay, you give up one run rather than her getting a base hit and giving up two, or one is better than four. You don't want to make a mistake in the zone. So, you know, telling them to pitch around players and only giving up one run versus giving up four with the type of power that they have, that's something that we tell them. But, you know, at this time of the year when, you know, Lindsay's so worn out, I'm, you know, if she can just throw it sometimes and get a good result, then we're happy with that. You know, with Josie, she's still a couple of years away from, you know, being an effective Division II pitcher, where, you know, that last game really showed. I mean, she was making mistakes, and too many, and unfortunately, you know, they made her pay for it. And, you know, a couple of those balls that were hit a long ways, and that's when you go out there and tell her, hey, listen, the drop ball's not working. This is what you got to do to make the drop ball work so the ball doesn't get up in the zone. And like I said, I leave that up to Lisa. But as far as the strategy goes, it's almost the reverse. You know, that you have five pitchers on your staff. You can go to another pitcher so they don't give up 20 hits, like you say. Well, now it's, do I take her out? At what point can I take her out? Even if I do take her out, will it be effective? Will it be an effective change? How's Josie looking in warm-ups? Or vice versa, if Josie's throwing, how is Slim looking in warm-ups? So it's actually creates more questions. At what time do I take them out? Will it be an effective change if I do? Will it affect the change that we want if I do? There's still some strategy, although limited, based on the options that you have to go to, but there's still a little bit of strategy, because it's, okay, you give up four runs in the first two innings. In that situation, normally I'd go to another pitcher, normally. You know, it's difficult to do that now because we only have one other pitcher, and if you're in the first game, okay, do I save that pitcher and say, okay, we got to crawl back into this, we got to fight our way back in this with the offense, or do you make the change and hope that they can come back in the next game? So there's strategy to it. It's just limited strategy based on the options that you have with only two pitchers.
All right. Well, they got one more weekend left. We're going to be talking about that with Tony Stone on the second part of the Coach's Show.
Sagular Plus, your local Verizon Wireless premium retailer, is a proud sponsor of Yellow Jackets Athletics. Sagular Plus has 31 stores across Montana and Wyoming, including six convenient Billings area locations: The Heights, Rimrock Mall, Rimrock Mini Mall, King Avenue, Lockwood, and Laurel. Adam Kimmett and Sagular Plus would like to wish Coach Wooden and Coach Pfeiffer best of luck this season. Go Yellow Jackets!
Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big beer. Billings number one award-winning beers. Great food, great fun, and great beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. And we're now proud sponsors of the Montana State University Billings Athletics. Join us before and after the game for great food, awesome service, and award-winning beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big award-winning beer. Right in the heart of downtown Billings. At 113 North Broadway, downtown.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Tony Stone. You know, the last couple of years, this has been a real different time of year for you than what we've seen this year. I know we've been doing the Coaches Show together for 1 year. Last year, our conversation was, okay, now we got to clinch the division. You know, you had Central Washington coming in. You needed to win one of four, and sure enough, you were able to win that first game against them. When they came in, you clinched the division and then went on to postseason play. The year before, just barely left out of postseason play in terms of consideration for, you know, an at-large berth. This year, there is no postseason. I think, you know, that's an obvious situation. No question, it's easy to motivate people when they've got that kind of incentive. You know, we get to extend our season. This year, you haven't got that motivational factor. How do you keep a team motivated, you know, at a time like this when you've only got 1 weekend left and obviously this is it?
I think the most important thing to relate to the team this week in practice is we want to finish well. My first season back here, we finished, I think, 22-6 in our last 28. We had consideration for an at-large bid, but, you know, it didn't work out that way, but we still finished the season well. Last year we won the conference. I think that's the ideal that I want them to be thinking about going into this weekend is, regardless of us not making the postseason, we still want to go out and finish the season well. We finish it on a positive note, carry that momentum into the summer, get our rest in, come back in the fall, and let's use that momentum to carry through the spring. And so the idea that we want them to be thinking about is let's finish well. Western Washington's a good team. They're going to test us. We're not going anywhere as far as the postseason goes. So, you know, we've got to show our heart. We've got to play for our pride and show people that, hey, you know, we're not backing down to anybody no matter what the situation is. We're going to play hard. We're going to play tough, and we're going to try and beat you no matter what the circumstances are.
usually the people I feel sorry for, of course, at the end of a season, particularly if it's been a little tougher season than maybe they expected, is the seniors. The one thing about MSUB this year is we don't have to feel sorry for a whole lot of people because you're only losing two seniors. But nonetheless, I would imagine that's always a motivational factor. I don't care if you got one senior, two seniors, eight seniors. Obviously, you like to come out strong with them.
Definitely, and I think, you know, with Whitney and Stevie being our only two seniors this year, they've worked so hard this entire year, and I think the rest of the team is aware of the fact that this is it for them. This is their last weekend, and you know they want to do well for them to give them a nice send-off, because this is, like I said, this is the last college games they get to play, and possibly the last games of fast-pitch softball that they get to play. So, you know, the rest of the team is aware of that, and I'm sure they want to do well for them and do well by them.
You know, I've just talk about your seniors a little bit since we've got that chance. You know, become a big fan of Whitney over the last couple of years. I mean, what a great recruiting job you did to get her to bring in. I mean, she had such a great year last year. Another strong year this year. Obviously, that was a nice find for you.
Yeah, Whitney was actually somewhat non-recruited. We were recruiting a shortstop from Bellevue College, where Whitney came from, and. When they both came over for a visit, Whitney was just, hey, I want to tag along. I want to see the school. And Whitney came over. She said she liked it. And what a find that was. I mean, we weren't even really looking at her other than the fact that she had mentioned she wanted to take a look at the school while we were recruiting another player. So finding her was definitely a diamond in the rough. And after the great year she had last year, you know, being the newcomer of the year in the conference, she came over as a second baseman and worked away in a shortstop and played very well for us. So, yeah, it was kind of a nice little find there that, you know, she wasn't even on the radar until, boy, May of that first year in recruiting. So it was one of those things where, you know, there's people out there that you know, you might not know a whole lot about, but you're certainly very lucky, and you count your blessings when they do decide to come to your school and make the impact that she made.
I look at Stevie Howard, and I think my daughter said it. I think the first time we ever saw Stevie play, she said, she just looks like she was made to play softball. She's just like looks like she's genetically produced to make softball. And certainly the numbers that Stevie has put up for you. And the one thing I noticed about Stevie Howard is you always get that so-called 110% effort.
Yeah, I think the best thing about Stevie is that she has the mentality to play at this level and to beat people at this level and to go up against anybody at this level. That's nothing intimidates her. She is a little piece of iron. Unfortunately, you know, she had that knee injury last year that kind of kept her out a little bit. But coming into this year, she's just been the person that, you know, you look to gain confidence to. And I think this is something that other teams see is, you know, she's a little bit intimidating. Although she's small, she swings a heavy bat and she works her tail off. And she's got, you know, major speed. And I think other teams are, you know, very much afraid of that. It's a little bit intimidating. And another thing about Stevie is that, you know, she came in as a second baseman and played very well for us at second. But given the injuries we had and some of the things that went on with the team this year, we had to move her into the outfield. And she hasn't missed a beat. I mean, she's become one of our best outfielders. So I think that says a lot about her, the unselfishness for her to move into the outfield and do as well as she's been doing and have no problem with it and still be, you know, a major offensive threat. Stevie's just been one of those people that has been a rock for us the entire year.
We're going to be talking about the final series against Western Washington on the third part of the Coach's Show with Tony Stone.
At Perkins Restaurants, breakfast is a specialty. Breakfast is a tradition. Breakfast is served all day. But best of all, breakfast is just the beginning. Sure, you can get big fluffy omelets and golden buttermilk pancakes, but we also serve juicy burgers and mile-high melts, bread bowl salads, and hearty dinners like jumbo shrimp, grilled top sirloin steak, homestyle pot roast, even butterball roast turkey and dressing. At Perkins, we set the menu, but you pick the time. And no matter what time of day it is, you'll find a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere, friendly staff, and your own pot of coffee right at your table. We even have our own bakery with fresh baked pies like luscious chocolate French silk and caramel apple. For all your favorites served all day long. Now there's a Perkins right nearby. Stop in real soon. Perkins. Breakfast is just the beginning.
Stop by either Billings location and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Perkins is a proud sponsor of Yellow Jacket Athletics.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adablu talking with Tony Stone. You know, you alluded to it earlier, you know, during the first part of the segment, that we talked about it during the second part about the fact that, you know, there is no postseason consideration this year. So really, right now, you're playing for pride and some of those other things that factor in on those years when you don't extend your year. But the one thing, despite the fact you lost four straight last week against a really good Central Washington team, I really got the idea that as I was watching it, didn't appear to me at all that the girls had cashed it in. I thought they were still playing hard.
Yeah, they actually had mentioned that to each other, that they felt like they were still fighting. No matter what the score was, they were, you know, doing something to affect the game. And I think that's the most important thing, is that no matter what the score is, you know, keep fighting, keep doing what you were taught. And things are going to work out regardless. You know, the score might end up in their favor, but if you feel good about the effort that you give, then, you know, there's nothing to hang your head about. And they certainly felt that way this weekend, that, you know, I think coming in, we won one game out of three when we were at Central, and a couple of people came into the weekend thinking, geez, you know, we're going to get beat again. But, you know, we lost four of four this weekend, and I think the girls felt better than they did when they went to Central's, just because of the way they played. And I think that's one thing that we preach to them all the time, is if you give that effort, you got nothing to be ashamed of at the end of the day. And I think they did that, and I think that's why they felt so good, and I think that's why it looked the way they did, or the way it did, is that they were fighting the whole way, and that's something that, you know, they can be definitely proud of and feel good about, that although they are out of the postseason, at least they're giving everything they got.
Western Washington this weekend, I suspect it's the same keys as always, but what do you see the keys to having some success coming up on Friday and Saturday?
Well, hopefully the wind will be died down by then, so still got to keep the ball down in the zone, because they've got some big hitters on their team as well. I think for us, we got to play better defense behind our pitching, and I think our pitching has got to be better in terms of hitting their spots. Offensively, we did what we needed to do last weekend against some pretty good pitching, so I think if our offense can carry into this weekend and we play better defense and our pitching, as much as it's tough to say if they can have a better weekend, because they didn't have a good one last weekend, but if they can have a better weekend, hit their spots and get results, I think that's something that we will definitely be able to use against Western Washington. They've got a few good hitters, but I think we can definitely beat their pitching with our offense.
All right, good enough. That's Friday and Saturday, 1 o'clock at Cenex Stadium. Tony Stone, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, Ken.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.